love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
It's happened a couple times over the last week. I've had a conversation with good friends of mine that are dealing with their tweens and like 9, 10-year-olds obsessed with video games to the point where it's almost an addiction and they don't know how to handle it. Amy Morin is editor-in-chief of Very Well Mind and licensed psychotherapist. Amy, what do you do if you have like young children that are basically obsessed with video games?
The good news is, as the parent, you get to control how much time they spend on it. So you can take away their paddles, their electronics. You can set a timer to set some limits on it. Not to say that the kids aren't going to struggle, though, because they're going to get irritable, angry, frustrated. They may even have trouble sleeping, and their grades actually might go down. Studies will show that when kids are really addicted to video games, taking video games away kind of makes their mental health worse before it gets better. So it depends on kind of the level of addiction that you're seeing. I see some parents say, my kid's addicted to video games, when they really just mean their kids like video games. But it can become like a full-blown addiction where kids struggle to do anything aside from playing video games.
I can remember, Doc, and I was just having this conversation actually the other day with my wife. In my teens and my 20s, I made time to play video games. And by made time, I mean, you know, when a great game came out in my 20s, like, I would stop what I was doing, go get that game, and then maybe not shower for 2 days, the first 2 days while we were playing it. I mean, what do you do if this is your partner? This is a grown person, not just your kids.
First of all, point it out. Have these discussions and talk about what they're missing and express your concern that, gee, I feel like this is becoming really consuming. And to have some conversations, it'd be great to go out to dinner. It'd be great to go to the gym together and see if you can draw them out and invite them to do things that don't involve video games.
It's like a troll. You got to get that troll out there, right? You know, entice them with a little gold and a snack.
It's like the way you treat your spouse or your significant other when they're addicted to video games is kind of the same like you have to treat your children.
Yeah.
You know,
right? No, it's true. Right. Right. Coax them out.
It's funny you had brought it up earlier when you said that there's some like there's anger and there's all these other emotions that they feel. And talking to my two friends, it was very different emotions. I witnessed one of their sons angry. Like physically angry, kicking a chair over, screaming because he had lost his privileges to play Fortnite that day. And then another friend was telling me that her son would cry. You know, 10 years old, he would cry because, you know, she had taken it away and she said it was just too much. And I think as a parent, it like breaks your heart because you're like, you don't want to see them like that, but you also don't know how to react. So are there any like simple tools as a parent you can do when you're trying to regulate this?
Really set a limit on a time limit on how much you think is good for your kid. And it would really be dependent on how much time they spend behind other screens. If you have a kid that watches TV all the time too, then you're going to want to limit their video game time and their screen time in general. If your kid only plays video game, maybe they get a little bit longer. And then for the parent, sometimes it can be just writing yourself a list of here's the reasons why I need to stick to this. Because every time we give in to say a kid who's angry and yelling, then it just reinforces to them that angry behavior gets them what they want. And you don't want to do that.
Right. Or else they're going to turn into Sean Penn in 1988. Make sure that their disposition stays sunny. Look, there's sunshine outside. Let's go.
And that's so important. And we know that that's really good for kids' mental health, right? Physical activity, moving around, being outside, being in nature, being around other kids, all of those things. But sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that.
Amy Morin, you got more questions? You want to find Amy for yourself? Head to verywellmind.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.